98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Doan scores on the rebound!
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan got a piece of it. I think this goal is going to go to the captain.
Captain Coyote.
Shane Doan sends a one-hopper on net. He scores! The captain!
Coyotes legend Shane Doan, up early to talk Coyotes hockey with Bickley and Murata.
Shot by Shane Doan. He scores!
Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
A little editing on the fly. The big voice announcer guy says Shane Doan up early to talk hockey with Bickley and Murata. Not the case this week, as it is 7:30 p.m. in Moscow, Russia, where the one and only Shane Doan calls in from. Doaner.
Hey, guys.
Your phone sounds more clear from Moscow than it does from here.
What are you doing in Moscow, Doaner?
You know what? Team Canada's over here, and I'm helping manage that and doing some stuff for that. And it's a cool event, and get to do that and experience some new things. So I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of hockey and on an international stage, maybe you know the answer to this question, maybe you don't. Is the NHL going to have players participate in the Olympics? Is this going to happen?
It's really an interesting question in the fact that they opened the CBA, which everyone knows how touchy the CBAs are right now with professional sports, for the players to go to the Olympics because the players really wanted to go. So I don't know what the answer is going to be to that question, but I do know that it's something that the players specifically opened up the CBA to go to, so it carries quite a bit of weight for them, and I think they're going to do everything they can. If they don't go, then Team Canada, that's kind of what we're doing with just making sure that we have an idea of who the other players are in the world, as well as I get to watch players for the Coyotes, too. So
gotcha.
It's a win-win where I get to come over here and watch some players and
nice.
See some players and learn about what players we have in Canada and what players we could look for for future Coyotes as well.
So paint the picture for us. Are you experiencing anything cool, any cultural quirkiness?
It's always interesting. This is my second time being in Moscow. It's cold here right now and a lot of snow. So,
wow. Well, you feel right at home there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been pretty comfortable in Arizona for a few years now. I'm right downtown and looking out right now, kind of over top of everything, and see Red Square. It's a cool spot. It's something that's cool to experience.
Can I just say Shane's lucky because I'm looking at the weather forecast. Next Thursday, the high is -1.
Oof.
So you're lucky that it's got about 25 degrees today there.
All right, Doaner, it was a rough night in the Valley last night with the Clippers beating the Suns and the Rams beating the Cardinals. Can you talk some smack about the L.A. Kings just to make us feel better?
Well, they haven't been beating too many people lately, so then does that make it
okay.
Fair? Yeah, you know what? They're on a rebuild right now, and Rob Blake and their group's got they're doing a good job. They're kind of getting theirs turned around, but I hate losing to L.A. I hate losing to L.A. both my sons were at the game last night over at the football game. They're rather high up, but they were excited to go to the game. That was their first Monday night game, and they're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I hate losing to L.A. too, so I'm looking at the Coyotes schedule. December 27th, the game against the L.A. Kings, maybe a chance so you can put it on the back burner and get a little revenge. And it seemed for a while that every time we talked to you on Tuesdays, Doaner, we were talking after a Coyotes win. That has stopped, and the losing ways have returned. They've lost five straight. What's the latest on your perspective on what's happening with the Coyotes right now?
You know what? You got to find a way to play a full 60 minutes, and I think that we've played and controlled games for 45, 50 minutes, but when we make mistakes, it seems to be that they're big mistakes, and they end up in the back of your net, and you look at a team like Florida that we played a pretty solid game, and I think they're as good a team as there is in the NHL right now. The other night, and they end up jumping out on us 3-0, and then we kind of make it 3-1, and we try to hold get back into that game, but they're just too good. You give them a lead like that, and kind of similar with with Philadelphia, where we had a stretch where we kind of dropped the ball for a little bit. And that's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle as your team kind of matures and gets to that, you know, find another level of realizing that you have to be good for a whole 60 minutes. And if you're not, then you just don't have a chance in the NHL right now.
And that's, and in the long run, that's okay, because what this organization needs is a lot of really good draft picks moving forward. And this organization also needs a new hockey arena in Tempe. Let me ask you about that, because since we've spoken last, there was more to the story, bills not paid, checks that had to be delivered to the city of Glendale, all that stuff that just kind of rekindles a lot of the mistrust and all that kind of stuff. Tell us your viewpoint on getting this arena done. Do you think with the NFL's commitment and the NFL's muscle, this thing can finally get through?
I really do. I mean, I obviously, I can't believe that this came up. I was hoping, no, I'm joking. it was, I understand, and it seems that we try to make, you know, some good steps, and then some things happen and we go backwards a little bit. But I really do, the commitment by the Morellos as a family, the commitment by the NHL as a whole for the Coyotes to play in the Valley is obvious to everyone. And the commissioner can take a lot of heat in a lot of cities, but I don't think Arizona is one of the cities that he can take heat in for his willingness to stand behind the team and to stand up for us. And hey, there is a human mistake that happens, and everyone's going to laugh and everyone's going to make fun of, and you understand why, because we've probably, as an organization, have used up all the collateral you could possibly use up to get the benefit of the doubt over the previous 10 years. So you understand why, and you full on have to just wear it on the chin when something like that happens, and we don't have the luxury of having any type of wiggle room with anything like that, and not even that it's wiggle room. You can't make those mistakes and not expect to hear about it. So we understand, and no one's shying away from it, but it doesn't change the fact that we're going to do everything we can to end up in Tempe and get that building built. And I've seen the plans. It's spectacular and amazing. And nothing would make me happier, especially now with my son being involved, to have a chance to walk and play there.
Right. It occurs to me that there's a really good book inside of you, Shane, about what you've seen and experienced over the past two decades. I should be the one to write that for you, Donner.
Oh,
hey, Bec, if you and I partner up, that'd be great. You can write. I'll make up some good stories.
Now, there we go. All right. Beer's on me when you get back.
All right. There you go. We got a book.
There we go.
A book in the offing. Donner, good to talk to you. Thanks so much. Be safe over there, okay?